Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the quarterback and the wide receiver getting on the same page, having a little fun with each other, too.
DJ Moore talking about his growing chemistry with Caleb Williams.
He's been bossy lately, telling us that we need to be on the details. Like I said, he's like little bro. You know what I'm saying? Older bro had to take a back seat for a second.
Man, I love it because it's kidding, but it's kidding on the square. There's a lot of realness in there.
Yeah, there's just a little twinge of little bro and just... I am the big brother in this relationship.
He's been bossy lately, telling us that we need to be on the details. What I mean by bossy is...
bossy. Here's Caleb on finding his voice and leading the team.
How has the process gone from that to now being able to be bossy?
Bossy? Sounds a little sassy, you know what I mean?
I'm Russell Clark, senior editor, Sassy Magazine. Yes, it is an exciting night because I'm here catching up with three of the sassiest young men in America.
Big bro, as he said.
Big bro and little bro, man.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is not sassy and 10 is sassy, I'd have to say 10. Sassy!
But from Caleb a little bit there at the top, like, oh, he called me bossy, huh? I think that's a little sassy.
Sounds a little sassy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You've just entered the sassy zone.
And him calling back at the end.
Yeah.
DJ's not a huge rah-rah guy unless he scores like y'all saw last week.
If this was Sassy Land, and this was Sassy City, the capital of Sassy Land, then he would be the mayor of Sassy City, and he would live in the sassiest building in Sassy City, and in his spare time, he would be the captain of this boat, the SS Sassy.
Mark Grody's going to join us with a Bears hit.
Hey, Lawrence, real quick.
Bars.
That's what I like to hear.
Danny? Sassy anyone? All right, that's it. That's all I got.
All right, that's it. I've heard enough. Stop saying sassy, all right? It's creepy. You keep saying it.
Stop it, Christian. You're hurting me.
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome in, friends. We appreciate you. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Spiegel. I'm Holmes.
I'm bossy. You're sassy. Or we could switch every once in a while. I've always dreamed of a partnership where we could take turns being both bossy and sassy.
The mayor of Saskatoon. That's how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing and be bossy. And also, if you're not following Khalees on Instagram, you're doing it wrong. Cameraman never misses. Never, ever, ever misses. We got a lot of fun in store for you. Dave Wonstead will be in studio with us at 5 o'clock. Thursdays at 5 are always a treat. If you have not been a part of it, you need to get down with the sickness and hang out with us during the 5 o'clock hour. We are going to talk to Mark Grody at 4 o'clock. Jarrett Payton is going to be on the show. Can't wait to talk with JP as the Bears get ready to play this game in London. That's at 3 o'clock. And James Coleman, who played for the Jaguars, is going to join us at 3:25.
Our guy Keith from Shorewood, he won the producer for a day in the silent auction for Pat Tomasulo's charity event. The Laugh Your Face Off event. And very cool to have Keith here with us today. We shared a meeting. We shared some tacos. He brought a beverage to share with Dave Wanstead at 5 o'clock. A wonderful thing to have a mob member here. So thanks for being here, Keith. Yeah, damn right. You play that air horn loud and proud. So we are a pack of five on the show today.
Yeah, shout out to Keith. It was nice we getting to know him a little bit. He's been over here before. He's been very nice. He reminded me he had sent me like free golf and I forgot about it. Like I have the card to go golfing and I just looked at it like in my glove box yesterday and I was like, I should probably go. And Keith's like, really? You let the whole season go by? I'm like, I kind of did. I apologize for that.
It happens. Well, Keith sent us an email, which really speaks to the highest calling that you can possibly have as a talk show host, in my opinion, which is to help somebody who's going through a rough time get through it just by with the nature of what we do and showing up every day. And he also mentioned that he used to hang out with you and listen to the night show a lot.
It's always appreciated when people tell any of us that we help them. And there is something to the idea of routine, which we know like over the last like month or so that your routine has been upset. And now we hope that everyone can kind of get back into a groove of checking out what's going on with Bernstein and Harris, what's happening with our show as well. But yeah, that routine becomes comfort. Think about like the shows that they've even done studies on it where a show like Law and Order, even though you've seen every episode 100 times over, that there is some comfort in that reality of knowing, oh, I know it's formulaic. I know how this is going to work.
Absolutely. But you still, yeah, you loved it, though. You loved waiting for Jerry Orbach's line right before they went to the break.
Dude, that guy.
Yeah.
Every week you were going to give us something leading into the theme song. That's... Mulaney's, have you ever heard Mulaney talk about Jerry?
It's got a bit about, oh, maybe I have, actually.
It's pretty funny. At some point, we'll share. But yeah, so anyway, Keith didn't just come here to hang out, and he didn't just bring bourbon for Coach. He actually brought us the thing that we're going to talk about in this segment, which I thought was great. So Keith started talking about how, you know, he thinks that the Bears are going to be close to, you know, this game has the magnitude of the beginning of the run, like the play-in series of games for the Bears before they get to divisional play.
He's talking about how if they win this game and they come back after the bye at 4-2 and you're sitting there and then the first game after the bye is the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels. In terms of what the NFC is looking like and what the Bears have to do and have to hope for, that's already going to have playoff game vibes because it's an NFC team. And
there's the other part of that, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That game is going to have massive stuff, which I've actually thought about a lot more than what Keith brought up. I've thought about the Caleb and the Jaden Daniels thing. Past couple of days, Jaden Daniels saying, look, I don't want to hear these Lamar Jackson comparisons. And Lamar having to respond to that yesterday and saying he's his own man because the comps are happening because some of the statistics are lining up. And a few of the stylistic things, not as much as I think is being made of it.
Lamar's like, I'm also a 2-time MVP of the league. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, right. There's that.
So, but there's the Jaden Caleb thing, but there's Bears versus Commanders potentially in a few weeks for, you know, to have wild card implications, have tiebreaker implications. And then you got Arizona at some point in, I think it's either the week after
week nine
is Arizona. So it's 2 weeks after that. And then all of your division games start and you're battling with every one of them. And all of those are going to feel incredibly important. So he got me thinking about just the vibes of game games of consequence in the regular season that aren't about quarterback development for the first time in several years. They're just about potential for playoff involvement. I like thinking about it that way.
Aha, Speaks. That's the thing. We've been trying to figure out, everyone, and I mean the royal we, Chicago as a whole, has been trying to figure out, what is this year actually about? What should fans themselves be asking for? What are they entitled to a certain degree, from this year's Bears team? Because Bears fans sat over there and they said, okay, Ryan Poles, we get it. You got to strip this thing down to the studs. And you got to strip this thing down to the studs to find out if Justin Fields is good enough to be your quarterback. Fine. We'll sit through that. Now we're going to sit through Justin Fields. And that didn't work the way that anyone would have hoped, even those of us who are huge Justin fans. It didn't work. Okay, cool. Well, the good thing is that in your back pocket, you have the number one pick because you made that incredible trade with the Carolina Panthers.
And that was always there in the back pocket as part of their plan during last year.
And the idea was, well, we'll keep building the team up, and then we're going to drop this dude into it, and this guy's going to be ready. So the question kind of becomes, is your team, is it about the development of the quarterback, or is it okay for a Bears fan to go, hey, man, I was patient. Things shouldn't take that long in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready for this team to be a playoff team.
I think it's been totally okay to be expecting that and thinking of yourself as a team that can win 10 games and a team that can make the playoffs. And I think Ryan Poles has told you that's what he's expecting for it to feel like to him.
But to be fair to Caleb, rookie quarterbacks, often it takes a while.
Sure.
Now maybe we're through that part. It's possible.
That'd be nice if we are. But to me, it was always set up with the fact that you could take your time a little bit on the development and not force the issue and have him kind of do what they've done, which is that learn to be efficient, learn to be basic, just do that instead of go out there and sling it, kid, and then we'll pull you back. No, it's been learn to be efficient, and then slowly ramp it forward. So hopefully that's the way that it's going overall, and I'm good with that kind of training ground.
But see, this is what sparked my brain when Keith brought this up. Someone's messing this up. Someone's messing this up. Because, Speaks, at the beginning of this, when you're watching the Bears and you're saying, yeah, the Bears are ready to take that jump, and you're going, well, the Lions will clearly be there because they were in the NFC Championship game last year. That program is on really solid ground. And, oh, my God, maybe Green Bay found another one with Jordan Love. And look at that run that he went on. So the Packers will probably be there too. There's no way the Bears will be any lower than the third best team in the division. And here come the damn
Say
Vikings.
It. Say it.
And here they are.
Oh, we didn't tell Lawrence it's okay to curse in the afternoons? Tanny, I thought you were going to tell him that.
No, it's not what I was getting ready to say.
Oh.
You can't say that. That'll get you in trouble. Yes, here they are, and they're messing everything up.
They're undefeated.
The 5-0 Vikings and when you were slotting teams in the NFC, Speaks.
You thought they were dead last in the division.
Absolutely. 100%. You thought, I don't have to worry about them at all.
Right.
And you're going, okay, then the Bears will be fighting it out with a team like,
sure,
like the Rams or Arizona.
They could finish behind Green Bay and Detroit and still have a puncher's chance.
Right.
Because three teams from the same division have made the playoffs since 2002. Excellent research by Shane Reardon. So 9 times since 2002, 3 teams from the same division have made it. Would you like to guess how many times 4 teams from the same division have made it? It was only possible since 2020.
I'm going to guess 0.
Nailed it. Never have 4 teams from the same division made the playoffs. The NFC East was really close in 2022. Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants were all in. The Commanders were 8-8-1, finished behind.
Oh, that's right.
They finished behind the 9-8 seventh seed Seahawks. So one more win, and you would have had 4 in that particular season.
But that goes back to what Keith brought up and what you're saying. Now, all of a sudden, the Washington game might be a knockout game. You know, that game later on in the season,
that's going to be week 7,
though, might be the difference between you being the wild card team and not. Now, it's possible that Washington wins the NFC East. It's very possible they do it because the Eagles are in free fall probably need to fire their coach.
Cowboys are mediocre again.
And the Cowboys are mediocre until they usually have a late season run. And then you look up and be like, wait, the Cowboys won 12 games? What?
And then Jerry's like, we're really upset. We don't like exactly falling short, and we're not really going to do anything about it.
There's more good news. San Francisco's not good. They're on the struggle bus. So that's one of those teams where you're going, they're clearly going to be back in this thing, but they're not good right now.
That whole
They're hurt. But the whole, whole division.
You can't tell me who the playoff teams are in that division yet. Yeah, I mean, like, because the Buccaneers could easily go back to the playoffs with Baker and those wideouts.
They sure could.
I mean, it's probably not the Rams, but
I don't think so because they're too injured.
And the defense is too young.
Although they made a late run last year
they
and
did.
Got themselves in the playoffs.
And Stafford and McVay will find some way when Puka and Cooper come back. So, yeah, I'll say it again. You can't tell me who the playoff teams in that division are.
So I just look and go, huh, stupid Minnesota with their undefeated team and their resurrection of Sam Darnold. Who told Kevin O'Connell he could be good at coaching?
I saw that movie. It was a late night cable thing. The resurrection of Sam Darnold scared the hell out of me.
I thought it was a Western.
Oh, man, it was so scary. Here's the thing. I've decided on the perfect way to solve this issue, the Vikings issue.
Okay. Beat them?
Well, sure, that'd be nice, but they might have the division, you know, locked up at some point. Like, go ahead and beat the Packers twice. Go ahead and beat the Packers twice. And
really?
Yeah, knock them out.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And maybe Jordan Love can continue to throw balls up for grabs. Just go behind the back into double coverage and then give the shrug emoji as you walk off.
What do you want me to do?
Be the human shrug emoji. I mean, why not send the Packers down to the bottom of the division? How about that? Can we arrange for that? And you can still be one of the three teams in the playoffs.
So I think it's more likely that Sam Darnold turns back into a pumpkin. The problem is still Brian Flores.
Yeah, because Sam Darnold was bad, by the way, in the London game.
And they won.
They were lucky to get out of there because Aaron Rodgers sucked.
And really now we're talking about they had their bye, which is way too early in the season for me. But really we're talking about, can the Vikings win 4 more games? Because if the Vikings can win 4 more games, that puts them at 9, which is likely a wild card. They're thinking bigger. They're thinking because of their defense and because of their defensive style and Sam Darnold having this resurrection, why can't they win the division? And then you start thinking about the way that the Bears' schedule is made up. What Keith was talking about.
9 games before you get to the division games.
And that's kind of the crazy part where I think a lot of people viewed it as, oh, this is a good thing. The Bears will be able to kind of get their mojo and then they'll walk into it. And now you're walking into a fist fight. Now you're walking into 6 fist fights at the end of the season, starting in week 11.
Well, by then, Caleb should be locked and loaded. You've figured a bunch of things out.
Hopefully.
All your wide receivers, theoretically healthy and happy.
And to bring it full circle, this is why Sunday is really important. And I know that it's an AFC team that you're playing. That it doesn't really help you as far as any sort of tiebreakers go.
But winning, yeah, you got to win a game. You got to win a game. I have come to really enjoy what I hope is a trend, which is Eric Washington's opening statement where he talks up the opposing team's offense and like really makes you take them seriously like he did with Carolina with us last week. And then the Bears defense beats the bejesus out of them on game day. I would like that to be a recurring trend for him to get his Lou Holtz on every Thursday and play up the opponent and then the Bears defense to remind you who the hell they are on game day.
Well, it was nice of the Jaguars to not realize that there was a hurricane. So, you know, every little bit helps. Every little bit of planning and preparation helps.
Like, I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's somewhere. But that's your segment, Keith. Way to start the show.
Thank you, Keith.
We very much appreciate you throwing that idea at us.
We'll see you tomorrow, man. meetings at 1 o'clock, and we'll need some more topics.
When we come back, a very special episode of That's Montez next on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Jalen, obviously, you guys want to go over there and win the game against Jacksonville. I'm curious, is there anything about this trip from a cultural standpoint that you're interested in, or is it strictly a business thing?
I mean, honestly, it's crazy. I was just talking to my fiance about it. Like, I don't even know what to expect outside of, like, of course, like playing the game. It's like, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what they're known for. I don't know if they have good food, bad food, if it's good sites, good stores. I mean, I truly have no idea. So, I mean, I'm just going, I'm packing some clothes, just in case I go out and enjoy the sights, get a nice dinner or something, but I honestly have no idea what to expect. So I'm hoping it treats me good because I don't know what to expect right now. So
listen, if you Google London Bears bars, you're just as likely to find places for overweight and hairy homosexuals to hang out as you are for Chicago Bears fans. So you might want to add a couple of caveats. Because bears and bears all hanging out together.
Guys, I would tend to call this like a breaking news thing from over there in
London.
Oh,
really?
That you guys might find interesting.
They take our freedom back?
No. And look, I got to corroborate this. Like, but
they,
I do want to...
They drag some tea out of the Boston Harbor?
Maybe. There? But I want to give credit, one of my really good followers, Sandy Tom, who's over there in England, tweets this. I just witnessed George McCaskey almost get into a fight with a Cockney wanker who didn't realize that George has a lot of backup here. So then the homie, Brendan Chagrou, who covers the Bears for Bears Wire, jumped into the comments and said, someone came at George? And then Sandy Tom says, yep, innocently bumped into each other. The guy wanted to make something of it. Bleep would have gotten real quick.
So George almost got in a tussle over there.
Yeah, George is like the nicest guy.
Yeah, but George has a little bit of an edge from his time as the ticket boss. Like, I've heard stories about George. I heard a story.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's running into people.
No.
But sure George was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
But I've heard stories about George not backing down. I've heard stories about like very rowdy fans sitting in their seats and then apparently like looking over and being like, oh, who's this guy? Like
Hi, back I'm in the George day. McCaskey.
Back in the day, George would just come down and sit next to them and be like, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Yeah, you know who I am? I'm George McCaskey. We've had some problems. Like, George has not been afraid to go down and be the person getting in people's face at the stadium.
Yeah, but when you realize that, you know, he's got all the Bears there and all Bears fans there, might want to back on up.
Yeah, George has people.
What if Montez was with him?
Well, I mean, if he's got Montez, then it's a whole nother thing. But we needed to find out what was going on with Montez. And we asked Jason Leisure to do some scouting and do some checking out for our friend, because we've got a television show to program. There's lots of episodes left. And I think, did we decide this? I think there's going to be a special double episode from London, isn't it?
So that's Montez.
Cheerio! How cheeky that we have the budget to ship our top writer across the pond to London with Tez and Granny for this week's European vacation episode of That's Montez. It's the first trip to Europe for Tez and family. As you may remember from last season, Tez has always dreamed of visiting foggy London town.
Hold on, I think they hired a new voiceover guy. I like this hire.
There were some complaints to PR and HR.
Yeah, the focus groups. They had some thoughts.
They're like, hey, what's that affect you're doing?
Well, this one works.
This is fine.
I'm sorry. Continue with the episode description.
Real quick, this is how they get you around here. This is how they get you on Awful Announcing. The guy hands you a script before the segment, and he wants you to do Montez Sweat's voice. Not going to get me out here like that.
Nope.
So I'm just going to do my voice as Montez Sweat.
There you go.
We didn't set that up.
Play the role of Montez Sweat.
We were trying to surprise you guys with it. So this is completely
Montez.
You want me to start it over? Or?
Wow, I'm so excited to be here in foggy London town. I've only ever been to Mexico, Jamaica, Turks and Caicos. Who needs tropical when you have gray?
The trip starts off a lot rockier than Tez had hoped. He did not fit comfortably in his aeroplane seat and did not get much sleep at all. What a load of tosh.
Man, they really don't make planes for big guys like me, Granny. Oh, Granny's here. Great. Why do you get the aisle seat, Granny? Why do you get to have that?
Still looking bushed and done, and even 3 days into the trip, Tez used an expletive when the coffee station of the dressing room was pointed out.
Oh, finally got some coffee for me. Granny pocketed it all at the hotel. Instant coffee to bring home. Lady never pays for anything.
On Tuesday night, much to Mrs. Sweat's dismay, Tez ditched the family and took his defensive line out to a steak dinner at Hawksmoor.
I can't believe my lady won't let me have one night out with my boys. This is my vacation, too.
But it isn't a holiday, is it? Tez has a very important American football match on Sunday, and let's hope his kit fits him better than the clothes he tried to buy in London.
I'm a 6'6", 270-pound man, and all these British men are tiny. I can't squeeze into these tiny boy clothes. I guess I'll just have to settle for some hats and scarves. Sorry, I don't have my SAG cards, and I also have to run the audio. So
that's Montez.
Not at all impressed, Tez thought the shops in London would be more hunky-dory, and despite his best efforts to prevent it from happening, Granny made her way into the interview room and encouraged star quarterback Jalen Johnson to pester her prized grandson during a session with Chicago reporters.
This is like an entire IMDb write-up of the Montez episode.
It's almost done.
I think we skipped a line, but on top of Jalen bothering me, how dumb is DeMarcus Walker's nickname for our defense? Menaces of the Midway? Menaces, monsters, beasts? It's all just different words thrown around. Menaces of the Midway? I give it a B+.
Let's hope a very testy Tez achieves a higher mark at his match on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tune in next week to find out on all new episode of That's Montez.
That's Montez was taped before two hosts who don't get the bit.
So that's Montez.
So we asked Jason Leisure to follow Montez around today and to just get how he's feeling in London. So all the info that Jason gave me was what we put into the script for the preview of this episode of That's Montez.
There's nothing better than this on radio.
Oh, my God.
I defy you to find something
on
better.
On radio, it's better than stuff on television.
100%.
That's the point. That's the point. I would rather watch this imaginary show than a lot of the shows I have actually watched in recent days.
I agree wholeheartedly. Well done, man. Well done. When we come back,
I have some notes about the Montez character.
I thought the Montez character deserves an Emmy. Jarrett Payton, and definitely a Marconi. Jarrett Payton is going to join us. We will talk with him.
Denver.
Denver.
Stop Denver.
Denver. Denver? We'll talk with JP about the Bears and their trip to London and what he thinks is important next here on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.